لا إله إلا الله، استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلنا نومكم سباتا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم الليل سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بضياء. وفي آية أخرى: قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم النهار سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بليل تسكنون فيه، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Our respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, today, inshallah, I would like to discuss one very, very bad habit that we have common within our community, within our society, especially within the new generation. And now, because of social media, because of the mobile phone, because of internet, now also amongst the elderly generation as well. And this is the habit, and a very, very bad habit, of sleeping very late. And this is a very, very unhealthy lifestyle in the life of a believer. Sleeping late, it will come with multiple harms, be it physical, be it mental, be it spiritual, be it social, be it in terms of breakage of family. So inshallah, I just want to highlight a few things and what guidance we get from the Sharia, from the life of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, in regards to sleeping late, sleeping early, what Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has said in regards to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were all to get together, all of you, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا is plural in the Arabic language. So the entire world can get together. Why? نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, to try and look at one blessing of Allah. Try and thank Allah Ta'ala for one of His blessings. Not multiple, just one blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you will never be able to enumerate that blessing. In other words, if you look at the blessings upon me and you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are in their multitudes. We cannot enumerate them. We can never count them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Luqman, if I remember correctly, I think Surah number 31, in Surah Al-Luqman, in Juz number 21, just before Surah Alif Lam Mim Tanzeel As-Sajda, the surah that we read alongside Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk, before we go to sleep, for protection against the punishment of the grave. So Surah Luqman, in there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights how many blessings, but look what Allah says in the Quran: asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batinatan. Allah ta'ala has showered you with His blessings. Some are apparent and some are hidden. There are so many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me and you that we don't even realize. Now, example, if I would give an example, me and you, we are able to walk, we are able to talk, we are able to breathe, we are able to see, we are able to hear, we are able, you name it. In fact, we are able, we don't even realize, we are able to have our kidneys pump the blood in the entire system. Last week, a young child, you might be surprised, she's no more than 3 years old, maximum 3 years old. She was taken into hospital. They operated on her because her kidneys have failed. 3-year-old child. And now she is on a dialysis machine in hospital in Leicester. I got a call yesterday from Whips Cross Hospital. One individual is saying, Marana, please, if you can make dua in Jumu'ah regards my father. My father has been taken into emergency in hospital. We've just come back from Umrah. And now he's finding it very hard to breathe. He can't breathe. Sheikh Sa'di, rahimahullah, Sheikh Sa'di, a great Persian poet, he used to say, have you ever realized if you try to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just for your breathing, you can't. Why? Because every time you breathe in and you breathe out oxygen and carbon dioxide, do you know, just related to your breathing, you must be breathing how many times during the course of the day? How many times? You ask yourselves. There are 83,400 seconds in one day. 83,400. Let's say you breathe once every 10 seconds. Just to give you an idea. Once every 10 to 20 seconds. That is approximately 8,000 blessings of Allah every single day just related to your breathing. How many people are on oxygen? I was just told a few days ago that there's one individual in East London, Bishara, they've put him on a oxygen, you know, those big cylinders you have. Because they've discharged him from hospital, he can't breathe. So they put a cylinder at home in order for his ease of breathing. So that Haji Sahib who came from Umrah, he was taken directly from the airport, he was taken to Whips Cross Hospital. And you know, they are fearing he's got MERS, M-E-R-S, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. You know what Rasulullah said? When sins will become common within the community, you will hear of illnesses that your forefathers never even heard of. You know, you tell me 60, 70 years ago, who heard of cancer? 60, 70 years ago. Now every other day you hear someone died of cancer. My uncle, on Wednesday, they operated on him in India on Monday. On Monday, they operated on him. MashaAllah, the operation was a success. Alhamdulillah. And then on Wednesday, they started physio. Whilst he finished one physio, one exercise, and then he goes on to another physio. The physio is waiting for him there. And whilst he's going to the second physio, he has a massive heart attack. Passed away on the spot. Just imagine the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you, that Allah ta'ala has to say, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا أَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Allah has given you so many blessings. Some are apparent and some are not so apparent. The fact that within our human system, if you get a chance, you know, mashallah, you'll only value the health that I and you have when we go to the hospital. See those individuals that are not able to breathe on machines. Go and see those individuals that are not able to pump their blood because their kidneys are not working. Go into the dialysis unit and you will realize what it means to be able to breathe. Khair inshallah. One of those great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me and you is the ability to sleep. The ability to sleep. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah in Zadul Ma'ad. In Zadul Ma'ad, mashallah, it's in 4 volumes. It's a beautiful kitab. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. In Zadul Ma'ad, he says one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you are able to sleep at night. Now look at this blessing of sleeping. And then see what my attitude, what our behavior, what your behavior is towards the nightfall. You know, just try and see what Allah has given me and you. Number one, darkness that comes in the world is a blessing of Allah. Darkness that comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah ta'ala says, this is in parah number 20. So this is before Surah Al-Ankabut. Before Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas says, the ayat I quoted in the beginning, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارِ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلَ قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ من إله غير الله يأتيكم بضياء. If Allah were to give you day until the day of Qiyamah, is there any power that can give you night? If Allah were to give you night, is there any power until the day of Qiyamah? Is there anyone who can bring the light of day? You can't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He mentions His blessing, He says, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. We made the night a drape, a covering. For the light of the day, it becomes tranquil in the night. Just imagine the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are just connected to sleep. Number one, the fact that me and you are able to sleep without tablets. And you know, mashallah, this is one blessing of Allah that is given less to the rich. It's given less to the rich. You look at the poor people in Pakistan, in India, in Bangladesh, in Africa, who are able to sleep in the midst of horns when the cars are honing, and they sleep on the side of the road. And here on the comforts of the mattresses and the pillows and remote control beds, rich people are not able to sleep. They take sleeping tablets and still they can't sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Not only did He give us sleep, number one. Number two, Allah ta'ala gave darkness externally. And naturally, when there is lack of light, the body stops to function. So now you need to recoup your strength. This is what Allama Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah says, one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your sleep. Why? Because it will allow you to renew and recoup your sense and replenish your energy. The energy that you have lost, you get it back. Why? Because of your sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so number one, sleep in itself is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the darkness of the night. Number three, everyone goes sleep at the same time. You see, because Allah ta'ala puts sleep upon everyone at the same time. So it's a time of tranquility and peace, and everything becomes sakin, everything becomes calm. So you've got a time of peace, you've got a time of... So look at everything that is related to sleep around the environment of sleeping. Allah Ta'ala has given darkness, Allah has given sleep. Allah Ta'ala has put everyone to sleep at the same time. So there are multiple factors where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is highlighting. And then there are a few words in the Quran. There are a few words in the Quran that are related to sleep. What is the beginning of sleep? What is that called in the Arabic language? It's called sinatun. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. سنة means drowsiness that comes about before sleeping. Before you go to sleep, sometimes you're very, very tired, or you want to do your work, but you're so tired, you naturally drowse off and you go away and you sleep. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran in regards to Himself, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Neither drowsiness, neither sleep can overtake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second word you have is nu'as. Nu'as is, so sinatun you can translate as slumber. Slumber, sleep does not overtake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you see the beauty of Ayatul Kursi as well. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. Look at part number 9. There are 9 parts to Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum is part number 1. Wa huwa al-aliyyul azim in the end is part number 9. So part number 1, part number 9, they both match. Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum. After who, you got 2 names of Allah. Al-hayyul qayyum. Part number 9, wa huwa al-aliyyul azim. After who, you got 2 names of Allah. Al-aliyyul azim. Part number 2 in Ayatul Kursi, لا تأخذه السنة ولا نوم. Allah Ta'ala is not overtaken by slumber or sleep. What's part number 8? ولا يؤوده حفظهما. That's part number 8. From the back. That's part number 8. What's the most boring job you have in this world? Security. When you're a guard. You're in front of the CCTV camera and you don't doze off. You know when you are protecting someone and you're looking after someone, or your eyes is fixed on a screen, what happens? You go to sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting the entire world the world, earth and the sky, everyone. Allah Ta'ala does not get tired. وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْزُهُمَا. So if you look at the Ayatul Kursi, it's an amazing ayat. Part number 1 and 2, they match. And sorry, part 1 and 9 match. 2 and 8 match. 3 and 7 will match. So it's a beautiful. Khair, inshallah. So one word is sinatun. Number 2 is nu'as. In the context of the battle of Uhud. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسِ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ. Allah gave you slumber. Allah put you, you know, to you went into a state of drowsiness. And that became a means of aman and security for you in the battlefield. If you can go to sleep in the battlefield, that is a rahmat of Allah. If you can go to sleep when you receive a HMRC brown envelope, that is rahmah. You know, when you're in trouble, okay, and they're asking you for £15,000 because, you know, someone has cheated the system and you are able to sleep, that is a rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن بَعْدِ الْغَمَّ أَمَنَةً نُعَاسًا يَخْشَى طَائِفَةً مِّنْكُمْ وَطَائِفَةٌ. In the battle of Uhud, some of the sahaba are put to sleep. That is nu'as. Then Allah uses the word ruqood in the Quran. Ruqood. Ruqood. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَازًا وَهُمْ ruqood. What does that mean? You will see the sleepers in the cave, you will think they are awake. وَهُمْ ruqood. But they are sleeping. The word ruqood means to sleep. But not sleeping only. To sleep for a long time. That is called ruqood. So how long did they sleep? 300 Gregorian years, 309 in the calendar, lunar years, it's 309 years. And then you got the final word, you got the word Naum. Naum. And then you got the word, see, Allah says in regards to Naum in the Quran, look what Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. We made your sleep a means of seizing the haraka and the movements of your limbs. So everyone ceases to move in the dark of the night. That means Allah Ta'ala put everyone to sleep in the dark of the night. Now, we need to see the guidelines of Sharia when it comes to sleeping. So sleeping is an amazing blessing of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We don't realize, but the fact that me and you are able to sleep in the dark of the night, this is an amazing blessing of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We are able to sleep 6, 7 hours, 8 hours, whatever we sleep, mashallah. But the doctors nowadays, they say you'll be sleeping minimum 6 hours in the night. Minimum 6 hours, ideally up to 8 hours, that should be your sleep. Now look at the practice in the time of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. You will find when Sayyida Aisha was asked in regards to the sleep of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyida Aisha says, لا ينام قبل العشاء. لا ينام قبل العشاء ولا سمر بعدها. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam never slept before Isha. Or Rasulullah did not sleep before Isha. Why? If Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani explaining the hadith from Sahih Bukhari, he says the reason why Rasulullah did not sleep, if you sleep before Isha, you are going to delay Isha time from the prescribed time. You will delay Isha from the time which is, you know, desirable to read your Isha prayer. And wala samara ba'd al-Isha. Rasulullah alayhi salam did not do samar after Isha. Samar means to talk about worldly matters after Isha. Rasulullah did not do that, he went to sleep. Why? If you have samar after Isha, and you are engrossed in the screen, binge watching, in gaming, and everything else. You know, unfortunately, there was a time amongst our salaf, the night was a time of competition, racing one another in ibadah. Who can reach Jannah and the highest level of Jannah? There was that time. Now everyone is struggling, everyone is fighting. Who can watch TikTok more at night? And you believe me, you go onto TikTok and you know those shorts. Nowadays, kids as well. Okay, you go up. And before you know it, you've been on there for 3 hours, for 4 hours. And then you realize it was an absolute waste of time. Afterwards, you realize. But you know, anyway, Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam did not stay awake for long durations in the night. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned 2 chapters in Sahih Bukhari. The only time you can stay awake after Isha later is either because you've got mehman, you've got guest, number one. Number two, because you're a traveler, you're a musafir. Or you are performing salat. Or you are a arus. Arus means you're newly married. And mashallah, now no one's newly married. Unless you decide a second wife, mashallah, then you can stay awake for the duration of the night, inshallah. But إِلَّا لِمُسَلِّنْ أَوْ مُسَافِرٍ أَوْ عَرُوسٍ. These are the individuals that can stay awake for the night. Sayyida Aisha, رضي الله تعالى عنهما, her nephew is Sayyidina Urwa ibn Zubayr. Urwa ibn Zubayr. He is a tabi'i, he is not a sahabi. Urwa ibn Zubayr is a younger son of Sayyida Asma bint Abi Bakr and a younger brother of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr. So Urwa ibn Zubayr says, my khala, my auntie, Sayyida Aisha, one day she saw me talking after Isha. You know, just casually talking after Isha. So she said to me, Ya Urayya, yani, O small Urwa. The word Uray, like you say, you got qalam. Qalam means pen. Qulaym means a small pen. Qulaym. Kitab is a kitab. Kutayb is a small kitab. So, Ya Uray, Ala turihu katibak. Are you not going to give rest to your scribe who is writing your good and your evil? Will you not give rest to him? Why don't you give rest to him? In other words, Sayyida Aisha is highlighting sleep early. Sayyida Aisha was asked in regards to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the sleeping habit of the Messenger of Allah. Kana yanamu awwalahu. Kana yanamu awwalahu. Rasulullah, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to sleep in the beginning part of the night. Rasulullah used to sleep and thereafter, wa yastayqizu akhirahu. And Rasulullah used to stay awake in the last 1/6 portion of the night. You got the riwayat of Sayyida Umme, Sayyida Maymuna, Maymuna bint al-Harith. It's from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. It mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas in regards to his khala, his maternal auntie, Sayyida Maymuna. And where she says, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam used to go to sleep very early in the night. It's a very famous hadith. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned multiple times, at least 15 times in Sahih Bukhari, at least, maybe even more. It's called Hadithul Mabit, where Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas says, I spent the night with my khala, Sayyida Maymuna, in order to see the life of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. There you will find Rasulullah used to sleep very, very early. We're not saying go to sleep in the winter after Isha at 6:30. Because in the winter, it's 6:30. But what we are saying, you need to be very, very careful. See, there are multiple harms of, it's a very, very unhealthy habit of staying awake late into the night. What will it do? Number one, there are multiple physical harms. You know what we call melatonin is released. It's a chemical that is released from the human body, melatonin. If you sleep, it disrupts the pattern of melatonin. And therefore, it will disrupt your sleeping cycle. And then it has an impact on your hormones. And then also it has an impact on your digestive system. And then you know why we are surprised so many people got diabetes, so many people have got blood pressure. Why? Because the hormonal system is completely out of function. Why? Because we are sleeping so late. And then not only late, just imagine we are watching haram. How are we thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The fact that after 5 minutes you're going to go to sleep and you've watched haram for 3 hours. And then is there any surprise that we are not able to wake up for Fajr namaz? So there are many physical harms for sleeping very late. My advice to everyone, 1 hour before you go to sleep, put your phone onto the side. Put your phone onto the side. You should not be watching your phone whilst you are going to sleep. How many people are not able to wake up for Fajr? You know why? Because the battery was dead. Because you're watching YouTube and the movie continued before you know it, you went to bed. Just imagine the rahmah of Allah, he put you sleep whilst you were watching haram. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, he could have deprived one of sleep. The greatest harm of sleeping late is what? You tell me what happens in the darkness. There's a spread of shayateen. What will shayateen do? They will make you watch violence. They will, you know, how many marriages break up? You know why? How many marriages break up? Why? Because in the dark of the night, people are on, they're watching haram. You're not satisfied with what you have at home. You're not satisfied with what you have at home. And one of the greatest spiritual harms of staying late until the night is you will most certainly be deprived of Fajr namaz in the morning. Most certainly. People who are not able to wake up in the morning, you ask yourself, what time did you go to sleep?
Just ask yourself, what time did you go to sleep? Or what did you do for 3 hours before you went to sleep? You know, if you want your days to pass well, then you must make sure your nights go well. If your night is not going well, then remember your day will not go well. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafisab Rahmatullahi used to say, you disobey Allah and then you lick looking for peace and tranquility and comfort, it's not going to happen. You disobey Allah, the one who will give you the comfort is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bidhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. The remembrance is not going to come with your YouTube videos and everything else. Inshallah, this is another, you know, it's a lengthy topic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us the tawfiq. See, like I've told you, the greatest harm is a spiritual harm. And that is deprivation from Fajr namaz in the morning. The hadith is quoted by, if I remember rightly, Imam Muslim rahimahullah. Anyone who performs Fajr namaz in the morning, he comes into the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes into the protection of Allah. So therefore, if you're waking up in the morning and the first thing you are doing is watching, so you're not performing Fajr namaz in the morning, then the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is removed from that individual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, I'll just finish on this inshallah, I'll just very, very fast. The first namaz that was read on the surface of the earth was Fajr namaz by Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam was cast out of Jannah and he came into the world. When he came into the world and he footstep onto the surface of the earth, it was a time after Isha. It was dark. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam has never seen darkness. So he feels, how will I pass my life in this world if this is the dunya? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Subah Sadiq came, the night is disappearing and the light is coming. So Adam alayhi salam gets overjoyed. At the time of Fajr, he read 2 rakat salat. One for the disappearing of the darkness of the night, and 1 rakat for the appearance of the light of the day. He read 2 rakats. So if you read the 2 rakats of Fajr namaz, this inshaAllah is the first salat that was given to the ummah. First salat. You are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that Allah ta'ala gave you life. Allah brought you from the darkness of the womb of the mother, and Allah Ta'ala brought us into the light of this dunya. Not that there is much light, but mashallah, whatever there is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah, to sleep early. And in order to sleep early and remain healthy, try and eat less in the evening. Don't drink too much water after Isha. You know why? Because the body becomes wet. And when there is rutubat, excessive rutubat in the body, it makes you lazy. So after Isha, cut down on your water. After Isha, try and go to sleep early. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. Watching our phones, we even forget to read the dua before we go to sleep. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Give us the understanding. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح لا إله إلا الله.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, just a very quickly, two announcements, inshallah. Brother Anas and Brother Asma, their grandmother has passed away in Pakistan. Everyone is requested to make dua, inshallah. And likewise for the entire ummah, inshallah, whoever has lost loved ones and those who are unwell, inshallah, we make dua for everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone a speedy and healthy recovery, inshallah. And second announcement, we have Quran Tajweed lessons for women every Wednesday between 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Women are not benefiting from these circles. Please encourage our sisters. The sister who teaches is a qualified teacher to teach the Quran with Tajweed. So inshallah, it's a service that she is providing. Please send our young girls, please send our women to inshallah benefit from this inshallah. And we have the announcement from Brother Nuruddin. Inshallah, he'll take 2 minutes of your time, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Thank you very much all brothers and sisters for all your donations and for all your trust you put in on us. Alhamdulillah, your donation always is going on and is reaching the elderly, the children, the women and the injured people in Gaza. And you can see all our videos on the YouTube now. We just launched the YouTube channel for Seeds of Goodness. You just type Seeds of Goodness in capital letter and you will get out the videos, watch them, subscribe, put like, and put a message that's very important for the channel. As well, your donation is reaching everybody as you're giving it to us, inshallah. And we're requesting more of your effort because we are not receiving as much as we wish. So I used to send £5,000 for the first 2 weeks of the month and another £5,000 for the last 2 weeks of the month. I reduce it to £4,000 first of the first two weeks, £3,000 to the last 2 weeks. This month I'm going to reduce it to £5,000 for whole month, one project. So with your support, we can do better. And without you, we can do nothing, just to be clear. Maybe you all see in us, we are doing a lot. But I can see in you doing a lot, not us. Because us, without your donation, we can't. I did propose £1 donation every day online, standing order. Alhamdulillah, there is only one person is making a donation of £1 a day. Yeah. So we pray to Allah that more brothers they can involve and put a donation of £1. As well, you can do same like we are doing. We done a charity for the committee. You can, every one of you, do charity for the one is around him and collect from them. And whatever you collect, you can donate it to us in cash or in bank transfer. If you need any receipt for your businesses as a receipt of the donation, we can provide it to you. And if you have any proposition what we can do to raise the donations, please propose it anytime. And jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل عباد الله من النعم العظيمة التي أنعم الله بها على الإنسان نعمة النوم قال سبحانه وتعالى وجعلنا نومكم سباتا لكن من الناس من يضيء هذه النعمة فيجعل الليل للسهر واللهو والنهار للنوم والغفلة حتى انقلبت الفطرة وضعفت الأجساد وكسلت النفوس أيها الإخوة في الله لقد كان من هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المبادرة إلى النوم بعد العشاء فعن أبي برزة الأسلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكره النوم قبل العشاء والحديث بعدها رواه البخاري ومسلم رحمه الله كم من الناس يسهرون على ما لا ينفع أمام الشاشات أو على وسائل التواصل أو في أحاديث لا خير فيها فيضيعون الليل الذي جعل الله للراحة والذكر والعبادة قال سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا ويا عباد الله تأملوا قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعقد الشيطان على قافية رأس أحدكم إذا هو نام ثلاث عقد يضرب على كل عقدة عليك ليل طويل فارقد فإن استيقظ فذكر الله إن حلت عقدة فإن توضأ إن حلت عقدة فإن صلى إن حلت عقدة كلها فأصبح نشيتا طيب النفس وإلا أصبح خبيث النفس كسلان متفق عليه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلنا نومكم سباتا نسأل الله أن يوفقنا للاتباع ويجنبنا أسباب الغفلة والعصيان بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أيها المسلمون اعلموا أن من بركة الوقت أو أن تنام مبكرا لتستيقظ نشيطا لعبادة الله سبحانه وتعالى فإن البركة في البكور كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لأمتي في بكورها رواه أبو داود والترمذي رحمه الله فمن نام بعد العشاء واستيقظ للفجر حاز بركة البكور في رزقه ووقته وعافيته أما من يسهر حتى الفجر ثم ينام عن الصلاة فقد خسر الدنيا والآخرة عباد الله لنحاسب أنفسنا كم من صلاة ضيعنا بسبب السهر كم من قيام تركناه كم من وقت أهدرنا فلنرجع إلى سنة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولنجعل الليل للراحة والعبادة والنهار للسعي والعمل اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم بارك لنا في أوقاتنا وأعمالنا وجنبنا الغفل والكسل اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه ووفقنا لقيام الليل وصلاة الفجر في جماعة عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وهم وتم وعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Brothers please make sure the gaps are fulfilled inshallah your garments above the ankles inshallah for the duration of salah Your phone's on silent, brothers, please.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سو الصفوف استووا واعتدلوا يرحمكم الله وصلوا صلاة المؤمنين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب إليه. اللهم أنت سلام ومنك سلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.